Okay, we're back into open session. Ms. Reed, please give us a readout on closed session.
The board went into closed session at 12:02 p.m. and the board came out of closed session at 12:39 p.m. The only reportable action was for item 14A. It was moved by Supervisor Houck and seconded by Supervisor Kopseth and carried with a unanimous vote of yes to authorize County Council to initiate an unlawful detainer action against Devon Kelly to remove Ms. Kelly from county premises at Trailer Lane Campground in Lee, California.
Good. Move on to item 7, Flood Control District. Public comment. Seeing no one, online or not, consent agenda B.
I'd like to pull B2.
B2 is going to be pulled. B1.
And I've got a quick, just a quick comment. If you notice on the agenda, the written agenda, that it says not yet approved in workflow. That was just carried over notes from our agenda creation and do not affect the agenda item.
So we can continue on.
Thank you.
So move to approve the B1.
B1.
Consent.
Second. Okay, all right. So, Director Houck.
Aye.
Director Kopseth.
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela?
Yes. And B2, Council.
So, Mr. Parker, while this is my understanding of what's happening here with this letter of support is for grants for our area, is that correct?
Yeah, so this is part of this is the support our DWR implementation grant submittal to their grant program. They released a draft awards list, which is in your packet, and opened a public comment period where anybody can comment to support or not support a particular grant or package of grants. And so we were recommended by DWR to provide our own support letter for our own grant proposal, which seemed kind of odd, but it was per direction from local DWR staff to put this together. So this is just saying we support our grant proposal. As far as the timeline, I believe they've said they expect the final draft list to come out in August, and then from there we start finalizing the grant contract with DWR.
So one of the things that you have been successful in getting, Ms. Nielsen as well, with regard to the initially when we first started, you before we threw Matt on the podium to take over Sigma. These grants help offset the cost of implementing Sigma. Is that correct?
Correct, and this one will too. And this one will actually get us to begin a lot of good work in terms of what we have in our GSPs to fix or make better. And the funds will get us to 2027, which is when we're supposed to do a 5-year update on the plans.
So it also helps offset what I guess I'd call general fund contribution, is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
So these grants are helping us keep afloat of what's out there, keeping you busy, and also helping offset the general fund. And so I just want to congratulate you on the great work that you continue to do on this. Not sure where we'd be without you, so thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And with that, I move to approve.
I'll second. Okay. Director Howell?
Aye.
Director Kopseth?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela?
Sure. Item C, transfer of funds, $530,000.
Move to approve.
Second. Give me a sec here. Okay, Director Howell?
Aye.
Director Kopseth?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela?
Sure. Minute approval.
And I've received no corrections.
Second.
Okay, Director Howell?
Aye.
Director Kopseth?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela?
Yes. Okay, we're going to adjourn as the Flood Control Conservation District, going to item 8, County Service Area 3, public comment. Seeing none in house or online, we'll go to transfer of funds. Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Okay, Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Cobbseth?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela?
Yes, we're going to adjourn as County Service Area 3 and convene as County Service Area 4. Public comments?
None online.
None online or in-house. We're going to move on to item B, consent agenda.
So moved. Nice to see this move along. Congratulations to Chief Loss.
Second.
Okay. All right. Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Cobbseth?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela?
Sure. Minute approval.
But no corrections.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Cobbseth?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Valenzuela?
Sure. Okay, we're going to come back in as the board and do item 10, appointments. A, County Clerk.
All right. Last. Okay, so the first one, I have quite a few appointments here. These are going to be appointments to the scheduled vacancies on the Siskiyou County Assessment Appeals Board. They have terms ending September 7, 2026 and September 1 of 2025. We did our normal processing for the vacancy. I did hear back from incumbents John Quinn and Jim Peluso, who are interested in reappointment. They would be to the member positions, and I've heard nobody interested in the alternate. If we could continue those, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, board's wishes?
Move to approve the two that you just named.
Quinn and Peluso?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay. Alrighty, Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbseth?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes, item B, five members, behavioral health.
This is five members to the Behavioral Health Board. I did a reposting of Behavioral Health because I think they do have some people interested. But at this point, for either of the two, there's unscheduled as well as alternates. I do not have anybody at the time, but if we could continue these to a later date, I think their Behavioral Health is still working on getting those.
Is that BNC or just
BNC?
BNC. We're going to continue on. Thank you. Item D.
Okay. Fish and Game. Like David is going to be Siskiyou County Fish and Game Commission. These would be alternate members representing Supervisorial Districts 1, 4, and 5. They have terms expiring January 6, 2025, and also January 4 of 2027. I did hear from Supervisor Chris, I believe. It's a Mr. Jess Harris, who is interested in serving as alternate for Supervisorial District 1. And if we could continue the rest in case any others are found, that would be great.
Okay.
So moved for Mr. Harris.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbseth?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes. Item E.
E. This one is an unscheduled vacancy on the Children and Families First, or the First Five Commission. These are for an unspecified term. They just serve until they are asked to remove or leave. This would be for a position that is open because one of their members passed away. I did receive a letter in the office of the clerk's office. I did receive a letter of interest in serving from a Dr. David E. Marriott, who is interested in filling that position. And he does qualify as one of the eligibility requirements for that commission.
Move to approve.
That's the doctor. Okay. Alrighty. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbseth?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Item
F. Planning Commission.
These are representatives of Supervisorial Districts 3 and 5. These both have terms ending June 30th of 2027, and they are scheduled vacancies. At the time the letter was created, we did hear from incumbents Danielle Lindler and Jeff Fowle, who are both already in those positions and interested in reappointment.
I would move to reappoint Danielle Lindler to District 3.
Second.
Okay, Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbseth?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes, District 5.
I reappoint. Move to reappoint Jeff Fowle.
Jeff, okay.
As a representative.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbseth?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes. Can we have an urgency item regarding some appointments there?
Yes, if we'd like to do those.
Yeah, please.
the backup that would go to three positions at one time that were available back in December and posted, but only one was filled, so we still had two positions available. And this is on the Siskiyou Resource Conservation District. These would be for their scheduled vacancies and their terms ending November 26th of 2026. I did hear back from, or hear from, where did my letters go? I've got Rick Costales, or Charles Rick Costales, and also Tom Minnie, and we verified in the office that they are both registered voters and live within the district, so they would be eligible to serve.
Move to appoint both.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsef.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
All righty. I believe that's all for vacancies on my end.
And then we have one final.
Let's do the one final exam, please. Is that the combo
this
flood
is
control?
For both the flood district and the Board of Supervisors and Deputy CAO.
That's going to give us the sort of bad thing?
Yes.
Okay. Bring it on.
So are we technically open as both then?
Yes.
Flood and BOS? Okay.
Elizabeth Nielsen, Deputy County Administrator, and I did provide a handout to each board member, and there is one available for the public as well. So as a little background, on May 23rd, 2023, the Karuk Tribe, the Environmental Law Foundation, Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Associations, and the Institute for Fisheries Resources submitted to the State Water Board a petition for rulemaking to set minimum flows on the Scott River in Siskiyou County. Yesterday, the State Water Board announced that they would be holding a hearing on this petition on August 15th, 2023 at 9:30 a.m. Information on attending that, listening in or attending or providing comment on that hearing is provided in the handout that I provided. And in that handout, it states that written comments are due to the State Water Board on July 20th. Therefore, the next board meeting is July 11th, and that is why we are bringing this urgency item for the board today. And we are seeking board direction for staff to prepare written comments and bring the written comments back to the board on July 11th for approval. And we will work with Supervisor Haupt on those since he is within his district. But that is the simple background and the direction we are seeking. And I'm happy to take any questions.
Supervisor Haupt.
I'm curious how one would go about establishing a minimum flow. What process scientifically they're going to use, other than just an arbitrary number off the top of the head. I also am pretty concerned about how this will supersede or undermine the adjudicated flows on the river already. It also, I believe, premature. Given the water tour we did with DOR, where we are supposedly going to theoretically look at the capacity of flow in both the Shasta and Sky, with and without our irrigation influence. Other than that, this is fairly abnormal from a process standpoint. As I recall, like with TMDLs, those kinds of things, the board is actually the initiator of something like this and not the public.
So just to answer that question, my understanding of listening to the recent water board meeting is that when they receive a petition like the one that they received, they have 30 days to either dismiss the petition or set a hearing date. And so within those 30 days, they set this hearing date, and that from my understanding, listening to the meeting is their typical process with these types of petitions.
So any response we have from the county, I think, also needs to include council's input regarding limits to the authorities under the Border Patrol Act for the agency, and where they might be headed with this, because I know that where this is coming from. This is coming from some flow information that's being pushed toward them from Cal Fish and Game. And that, from my understanding, is without scientific review. Anyway, I'll just work with them.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Other than, yes, direction to provide, get comments prepared for our next meeting so that they can be submitted timely.
Okay.
I think argument can be made with the various studies that more water doesn't necessarily mean more fish. And there's plenty of examples of that along the Klamath and different rivers. What the flows were at certain times and what the migrants coming in and how migrants going out. And we have all that data. We want to make sure we put it in there.
Noted.
Supervisor, have anything?
No, I support the letter, and I think we have all the data we need. We've had this discussion a few times. Move forward.
So I would say this is down in Sacramento. I think this is one of those ones you guys, you know, we were talking to. There's no one here, no one online. You make good points there. I would suggest all of us go down to the meeting and speak up in public. Because guess what? They are going to be there. And I've been down there at a meeting. When they're there, we're not. So it's time for us to get off the schneid and start pushing back, if that's what you guys want to do. After you join the crowd, if you guys want to go down there, on a Monday, be there first thing 9:30 and start pushing back.
And yes, oral comments are
accepted
on August 15th during the water board meeting.
Okay, you got direction.
Thank you.
What other urgency item we got there this week?
I believe that was the last one.
So that was only a direction, so that's technically coming from the board and the flood district.
Yeah, well,
right.
So no specific
direction to bring a comment letter back.
Will it come under, just my question, will it come under both?
It will come under both.
Both for approval. Okay, thank you.
Okay, we got minute approval of June 6th.
I receive no questions, no changes. All righty, Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Excuse me, Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep. What else we got on there, Wendy? We have to take care of.
I think I've got everything on my notes here. We did both public hearings, correct?
Yes.
So, yes, I think we did it all.
Board
and staff reports.
Board and staff reports. Wendy, you can go first.
No report.
Nothing to report.
Wendy?
Go to the calendar.
Supervisor?
Yes. I attended an NCRP biomass strategy meeting on June 7th. That was about a 3-hour meeting, very informative. I also attended on June 10th the fishing derby in Mount Shasta. At the Shasta Fish Hatchery, that was a whole lot of kids fishing with a whole lot of parents rooting them on. They planted a 17-pound trout in one of those ponds for the kids. I didn't see anybody catch it, but there were some very happy kids and very large fish caught, and it was a lot of fun. Also attended Gold Rush Days here in Wairika, and that was a 2-day event, very well attended. A lot of fun was had by all, and that's about it.
So what's the upset?
Nothing.
So what's up?
Just a couple quick things. I attended the water tour with Supervisor Kopsa for Bureau of Reclamation over the next 2 years. Is doing a pre-settlement flow study on both the Shasta and Scott Rivers. I attended the California Licensed Foresters Association meeting in Weed and learned that the Fisher is up for petition for listing again. They're doing a reevaluation, which, you know, we're, according to Rich Blue, we're filthy rich with Fishers, but they're pushing this agenda again. Also, the quite a loss, I think, to the Sierra National Sierra Range in the Sierra Spotted Owls being listed. It was only a candidate for. That's a tremendous blow to the forestry industry down there. Also participated with Supervisor Chris on our biweekly call with Chelsea Murphy on the dams and coordination up there. And other than that, I said goodbye to my friend Bruce on Saturday, his memorial service, and his work with the Fire Safety Council of Siskiyou County. Those of you who don't know, he's the one that really organized and championed the community liaison program that's implemented with the fire teams in the county, among other things.
Who was the call with Supervisor Chris?
Chelsea Murphy.
Oh, the Klamath Dam.
Yeah.
Klamath Dam. Thank you.
Give me just a sec here, Wendy.
Okay.
If you're looking up there, I got my number.
Go ahead. I met
with the Tri-Counties, the Supervisor Cox is part of those as well. The Volcanic Lake, you see Scenic Byway, they're still meeting. Had the business plan put in place for the program for the Volcanic Lake, you see Scenic Byway. It's pretty fascinating how much money that byway generates. And the whole thing is just going to be how much money is generated along that byway. ORCAL meeting, Peel Lake Revitalization meeting. We're starting up there's the Resource Conservation and Development Councils, which ORCAL's part of. We're restarting it up California statewide, joining in with other RC&Ds, and we've got Darren Davis, and we're doing that. Started back up again with the California Association of RC&Ds. And then down in McLeod, you guys may have heard, there's talk about a potential roundabout off of 89 Broadway and Squaw Valley Road. It's several years down the road if they do decide to do it. There's lots of chances for public comment and all those sorts of things on it. It's really the talk of the town, big time in McLeod. And what I just tell people is that there's plenty of chances for public comment. Caltrans isn't firmly decided on it yet or not, and they'll have a public meeting sometime this summer in McLeod. Caltrans will. I told Caltrans, we met with them, Mr. Beeney was there as well. I said, what people are worried about is that the construction stuff's going to be put out there tomorrow and built without any public comment. At least we're going to have a chance for public comment, and people can express if they like the idea or don't like the idea. That's all.
Okay, Wendy, June 7th, I met with the Deputy Sheriff's Union President, Charlie Rudisha. That's the second time I've done it, and it's one of my things I've done as a board chair, is even not only the Deputy Sheriff's President, but the other union presidents, trying to build a pre-rapport with them before we ever go into negotiations. I would hope that any and all of you ever sit in the board chair continue on with that process. I find it beneficial to have the one-on-one talks. Mike, we did that one before with the Deputy Sheriff's. I think it will bear long-term fruit. So again, being ahead of the curve. Saturday, I was down in Denver for Railroad Days. Pretty good event. You know, we've a lot of tourists. You notice a lot of tourists in town. We're getting a lot of participation from people outside the area. Good time to showcase off our communities and our towns. I think there's a lot of value in that. And then that'll be it for now. With that, meeting adjourned. Thank you.